To an extent, I mainly keep up with social media because I think now, especially in our current era, it's so easy to see things at like a very quick pace. Like you can just easily click and go on the internet and you can see almost anything. So I mainly keep up with things on Twitter because I feel there's a lot of things that were on Twitter maybe hours beforehand, sometimes even a day or two, and then it'll actually be published into like news outlets. So as a platforms, I think social media has almost curtailed the way media portrays things and has also pushed things into light because without Twitter and Instagram and Vine and all these social media platforms, I don't think a lot of news stories would have gotten as much attention as they have in the past. I would go so far as to call it journalism. I just think it's obviously straying away from what we have traditionally called as journalism, which is actually maybe investigative, or well, some people may say it's investigative even to that extent, but I think it's just a form. I look at it as another form of accountability. I think a lot of citizens don't trust the government in general, and now I think everything that's happened over the past with like police brutality and just lots of scandals in corruption, I think a lot of people are just saying now that we have these platforms like Periscope and things where we can broadcast stuff whenever we want to, we can like hold anyone accountable at any time because you can't refute like a video.